From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A report was released today that quantifies a tragic fact of war, in this case, the war in Afghanistan. We're talking about civilian casualties. The report from the UN and a prominent Afghan human rights group comes amid anger in Afghanistan over recent NATO airstrikes that killed civilians. It shows that the number of civilian deaths caused by NATO and Afghan government forces actually fell last year. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Kabul, the report also says that most civilian deaths were caused by insurgents.
On Monday, Defense Secretary Robert Gates became the latest top American official to publicly apologize for a NATO airstrike that killed 9 young boys northeast of Kabul.
This breaks our heart. Not only is their loss a tragedy for their families, it is a setback for our relationship with the Afghan people, whose security is our chief concern.
Gates was standing next to President Hamid Karzai, who earlier in the week had said that apologies are not enough. That tension is one reason why the latest report on civilian casualties drew so much attention. Seema Samar, the head of the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, read a list of grim statistics from 2010. Samar said war-related civilian deaths were up by 15% last year, claiming the lives of at least 2,777 people. She said three-quarters of those deaths were caused by the Taliban and other insurgent groups. Assassinations by insurgents nearly doubled last year to more than 460.
But behind these numbers and the statistics are faces. These are human beings and these are Afghan civilians who now for 30 years have paid most of the price of any conflict in this country.
That's Stefan de Mistura, the UN Special Representative for Afghanistan. Actions by the NATO coalition and Afghan security forces were linked to 440 civilian deaths. But de Mistura underlined one statistic in the report. Civilian deaths caused by those forces fell by 25% from 2009.
The figures indicate that the international forces have made an effort to reduce the civilian casualties.
Georgette Gagnon, the UN Mission's Director for Human Rights, said this year's report contains 25 recommendations for reducing civilian deaths.
First, to the anti-government elements, we would say simply, stop attacking civilians. Stop attacking schools, mosques, and hospitals, because these are also civilian places.
To the NATO and Afghan security forces, de Mistura had a starkly simple message. One civilian victim is one too many. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.